Now there's hope with Butt Talks.
Butt Talks?
Yes, Butt Talks. Just a few injections into your rear end can reverse the aging process and return your time-worn tuchus to its youthful cheekiness.
Will Butt Talks work for me?
No ifs, ands, or buts. Butt Talks works for anyone who wants to leave their unsightly behind.
You're right. Now my rear end looks just like my face. Thanks, Butt Talks.
Butt Talks. For people who know the difference between an unnecessary cosmetic procedure and a hole in the ground.
Some Botox users may experience a giant pain in the keister.
Approved by Kamala Harris.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5 and I'm in trouble again.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden reveals his running mate.
California Senator Kamala Harris will be the first black woman on a major party's presidential ticket. The Biden campaign sent a text and an email to supporters this afternoon announcing the former vice president's running mate. In the announcement, Biden says he needs someone working beside him who is tough, smart, and ready to lead.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the Trump campaign in a statement dubbed Harris phony Kamala, saying she gleefully embraced the left's radical manifesto. Wall Street takes a dive down the home stretch.
Stocks losing momentum in the final hour of trade as big tech dragged the Dow and the S&P into the red. Earlier in the session, the Dow had been trading above the 28,000 level for the first time since February, and the S&P was within 0.5% of its all-time high.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
The tissue hanging from my nostril. I was blowing my nose all freaking night. I woke up and now I'm feeling awful. Getting sick in the summer isn't right. Summer cold, I need first aid. I need NyQuil instead of lemonade.
I'm not laughing at that, although, say, I don't know if it's allergies or what, man, but it's been sniffly lately, but I know a lot of people have said the same thing. I'm laughing because David Blackman just wrote another blog. Biden picks Harris to form America's first all-facially reconstructed ticket. Not racially, facially.
Facially, yeah.
Because they both had work. And look, I've had some minor touch-ups. Long ago. Time to do that is when you're in your late 40s, but not for anything big. Not a facelift. Don't do that. I mean, some faces are just beyond fixing.
You sure is ugly.
All right. But there are little nips and tucks they can do that take really no recovery time. They can make a big difference. Keep your jawline sharp, that sort of stuff. Now is when I think about maybe getting nipped and tucked again. But so I'm not going to criticize either one of them for that. But that headline is just hilarious. And what is this supposed to do? Like, we're going to hear from the Hodge twins. I can't wait to hear what they have to say about Kamala Harris. But their commentary on AOC needs to be heard, and it will. And I've been promising this since 3:10.
Yeah.
But Joe Biden comes out with this, and we had David Blackman scheduled, so we talked about it.
And Brandt's next.
Brandt's coming up.
So as soon as he's done.
Let me tell you, the market started out very well this morning. It was up 300 or 400 points, and it ended down 100 because of the Democrats. Because they don't want to make a deal. They don't want to do anything. Does everybody understand? They want the economy to crash. They want you dependent on the government. They don't want Donald Trump to do anything that might make him look good. They're freaking evil when there's people in need. A college football season canceled. Big Ten, Pac-12 made it official today. SEC is probably, I don't see how they're really going to have a choice. It would be great to see them take some, like they're doing in baseball, and do it. Because you know what? These young athletes, this is time they're never going to get back. They're talking about, how do they know they're going to be able to play a season after the first of the year? Why would they move it to spring and then play again a few months later? You can't. They can't do that. The NFL doesn't play two seasons in the same calendar year. It's almost as if they know something's going to go away after November 3rd, 4th, whatever it is.
Third.
So, but I'll tell you what, they're doing nothing to keep us. I saw that Nike ad yesterday, and I almost wanted to puke. This is a company that lost almost $1 billion last quarter because they're so in bed with China. Their products are made by slave labor over there. And you got goons like LeBron and others who, you know, all this messaging. That's not why we turn to sports. In fact, we have so many brilliant listeners, but I want to reference Morris Trenenberg here. Just sent me a note. Got to find it because there's a lot happening here in social media. The NFL, they feel like they can do things like this because conservatives, Christians, forgive easily, especially when it comes to something they love. Football, baseball, although that sport or entertainer made them mad, they know will be back a little at a time. Maybe at first quickly change channel to check the score, then change channel to see a replay of a touchdown or home run. Eventually, we'll go back, and the more we watch, the more you block what you block out of your thoughts because time has passed and you're not as angry as you were. Do you think people actually walk away from sports or Hollywood forever, or do we as caring people overlook the bad and watch and support again? Today, August 11th, is the anniversary of the baseball strike of 1994. I would say I was as good and loyal a baseball fan as anybody in America at that time, and I still know the game and I still follow the game. And I'm glad they're trying to get this strange, but at least it's some kind of a season. But it's never been the same since that strike. I got back into it, but it was like being betrayed in a relationship or something. It was just, it came at a horrible time. It was my one distraction, grieving my dad's abrupt loss a few weeks earlier. And yes, they finally came back. It took months. Ironically, Sonia Sotomayor was the judge that compelled them to negotiate again and get a season started. But it's never been the same. And after that opening day scene with the Yankees and everybody kneeling, for what, the people that are looting Chicago? That are bragging about, this is, we loot, this is our reparation? Come on. They really think that flyover country, as they love to call us, is going to sit and buy into that? This is far worse. Far worse. They're so brainwashed by the mainstream media. We got to do this because it'll help us look good. And they just don't get it. They just don't get it. And one thing people have learned over the last 4 or 5 months by the way, Sweden never shut down. They're doing fine. How'd that happen? How's it that Sweden and South Dakota and other places that never shut down, never made healthy people quarantine? And what do they say? The number of cases has doubled in 2 weeks. I think we handled it wrong. But Trump let the states decide what they wanted to do, which is why South Dakota is okay and some states are still struggling. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, but in answer to your question, Morris, I think there will be permanent damage done by this. Baseball and basketball lost 75% of their rated audience at a time when America's starving for anything to watch. In the middle of the summer, it's always a tough time. But I think people have said, you know what? Enough. Because if I've learned one thing in the last few months, I've learned I don't need you.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns not nearly as much. Storms fade out overnight tonight, low 76. I think the rain chances are a notch higher tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Still in the mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, but low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Amazon is always reinventing itself, and now they've taken online retail even further by introducing Amazon Brick and Mortar Stores.
A new shopping experience from Amazon? Do you have a link? How do I get there?
In your car.
What do you mean, like Alexa in my car?
No, you idiot. You get in the car and drive to an Amazon store.
You mean it exists? In real life?
You can actually walk right in and pick up the things you want to buy with your hands.
Wow! They even give me a basket on wheels so I don't have to carry anything.
That's called a shopping cart.
They must have stolen that name from the place I put all my items on the website. Very clever, Amazon.
Amazon is at the forefront of innovation, now more than ever, with Amazon Brick and Mortar Stores.
I'll never shop online again!
God bless Candace Owens. She just said, I'm so excited we get to watch Kamala Harris, who swore into Congress as an Indian American, now play the I'm a Black Woman card all the way until November. Fun times ahead. She's right. Here, joining us now, and I will ask, but I made the statement a few minutes back, with the market having a great day yesterday, Democrats just can't have this, so they continue to stall on a deal to help the country continue recovering. So let's ask Mr. Wright on the money if they are the culprit in today's situation. Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here, buddy. So what do you think about Mrs. Kamala Harris?
Oh, great pick. I think she's going to carry Joe to victory. It's laughable to me. I mean, she was just calling him a racist in the primaries a couple of months back. Our friend David Blackman said this is the first facially reconstructed ticket in American history because they both they've had some work done. Yeah, so and I was just quoting the Candace Owens. But we were here in the studio this morning, the morning show. We're all excited because we're watching the Dow climb over 28,000, well over 28,000. And I kind of had other stuff to look at all day. So when I came in and I saw the market actually finished down 100 points. I'm guessing it's because the Democrats continue to play games and let America twist in the wind. Or was it something else?
No, I mean, you know, certainly the stimulus. There's no doubt that stimulus is hanging over the market. I mean, everyone wants to see what's going to happen. Is there more coming? Because, you know, they're talking about this big fiscal cliff. I mean, that's all you hear about, you know, when you think about the stimulus. And when we mention the fiscal cliff, what we're talking about there is if you don't get any more stimulus and these benefits run out, then all of a sudden the month of August or the back half of August, the whole month of September, there is no stimulus. So will economic activity plunge off the cliff? Will we see a big nosedive relative to what we've been seeing a little bit of progression in, say, June and July? And there's no question. I mean, the government's been pumping in. I mean, we're talking about 50,000 to possibly 70,000, in some cases $100,000 for a married couple who's on full unemployment benefits plus the full extended benefit, depending on the bracket or your, you know. So that's a lot of money. You're paying people to stay home for that kind of money, and if you take that away or yank it out from them, what's going to happen? Are they going to be able to immediately go back to work? Probably not. Do they need to? Yes, obviously. They need to go find that job and go back to work. But certainly there's going to be that lull, you know, 30 days, 45 days, maybe 60, who knows? So the market's braced for that. That's why this is such a big deal as we talk about the stimulus. The other thing, too, is you look at all the tech names, and I've talked about this a lot. They were down today, you know, I guess on an average, depending on the ones you were looking at, anywhere from 2 to maybe even 4%, which these are big names. So, you know, the impact they had on the market as we ran up was so profound, obviously. But when they go down, it also puts a lot of pressure on the market as well. And they were off today. So if you start to connect the dots, these companies, and I don't want to get too technical, but they're all valued on what we call a net present value of cash flows. They're cash flow intensive businesses. They generate an enormous amount of free cash flow. We're talking about, obviously, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, right. Google, Apple. And so when interest rates are at zero, basically, and when you have a dollar that is weakening, these companies, the valuations, the implied valuations in terms of discounting those cash flows is much, much higher. When the opposite happens, they go down. So today, because we've had this delay in stimulus, we've seen a little bit of strength in the dollar, just a tiny bit, and a little bit of rotation out of some of these tech names as a result. We even saw movement in the Treasury bond yields, a little bit yields moving higher. Because the market is grappling with, well, okay, if we're not going to get any more stimulus, then maybe we need to price that in the market because the president signed the executive order.
Yeah.
And everyone's wondering, is that the end of it? You know, so we'll see, you know, what ultimately happens. I know Treasury Secretary Mnuchin's going around saying, no, it's not over and we're still negotiating and all of that. And even Trump has said, but I don't know. I just don't know. There's a big gap. The Democrats are at $3 trillion, and the Republicans are at $1 trillion, and they just can't seem to agree. So, the longer this goes on, the more problematic it becomes for the Treasury bond market. What's happening with the dollar, and obviously valuations on these big tech names.
Add to that that the Democrats just don't care how much damage it does, as long as it hurts Trump. It's really all about him. All of this, everything we talk about all day on this radio station, at some level, connects back to their deranged, deep-rooted, insane hatred of Donald Trump, no matter what he does, because he's spoiling the party.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I mean, all you have to do is stand back and look at what's happening with all of these riots that are going on.
Oh, my God, they're encouraging this crap.
They're encouraging it. I think in some ways, and I have no way of proving this, but in some ways I would even say a lot of these mayors, governors have probably experienced enormous pressure from the Democratic Party. You know, stand down. You know, this is working for us in the polls. We've only got less than 3 months to go, et cetera, et cetera. We know the story. And so it's all politics, and they're willing to do whatever they've got to do. Now, you know, Trump, I think, made a good move with the executive order. I think the American people probably appreciate that, because there are a lot of people out there who still are hurting legitimately and trying to find their way back into the workforce.
Yeah.
So he took Newt Gingrich's advice. There's no doubt. I mean, I referenced that, you know, last week, Newt's op-ed piece. And he nailed it. And Trump actually did exactly that. He highlighted all the baloney they were asking for.
Yeah,
in that $3 trillion
has nothing to do with people.
And said, "Look, if you're going to do that, I'm going to take matter in my own hands." So,
hey, I just got what appears to be. I'm sure they prepared campaign ads for whoever Joe picked. And I just got a tweet. It's a 30-second tweet on Kamala. Should we give this a listen? I can't say
yeah,
it's going to be.
I've seen it. Go ahead and play it.
All right.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Wow. I'll tell you, whoever is handling the marketing for the Trump campaign knows how to make a powerful ad. And in many cases, they're just inspiring. Their messages like Throwback America, this is a great place. Stop hating on it. That's what, but we're not teaching history. We're not, we were nurtured through that in school as we learned about our history and world history, that the American idea is the best one ever. And now I don't know what the hell they're teaching anybody in school anymore.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. And there are more and more very, very bright people on both sides of the aisle who are writing op-ed pieces talking about this very thing. And how fractured this country is. I mean, really, in a perilous way. It's not good. It's not healthy. I'll be interested to see when we get out of this political season, you know, because all of this, you know, we're at this boiling point here, and it's going to stay this way. But hopefully, regardless of who wins, maybe it'll die down. I don't know. I don't want to sound, you know, naive or what have you. But you know, because if Trump gets reelected, I don't know what's going to happen. But it's
Brad,
just,
if I had a buck for every time somebody's either called and said it or said it to me in person, this will all go away if Biden wins November 3rd. I would give that money to you to invest, and I would be very wealthy, and you'd be making some. We'd be making some nice money together. Everybody knows this; it's the worst kept secret in the world. So we'll just have to ride it out. In the meantime, doesn't look like we're going to have a college football season, does it?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I've been hearing that if, and that's a big if, because there's a lot of people out there think the SEC and ACC, possibly the Big 12, will continue on regardless of what the Pac-12 and the Big 10 have done.
Oh, that, yeah. They're done.
But if there is going to be some sort of a change, I'm also hearing that it won't be a cancellation, that they will postpone, or they can postpone all the way to October 31st. You can still get in a 10-game season with a couple of bye weeks with championships and finish up the season by January 31 and be done with it, and the players can come back in the spring. And it wouldn't be too disruptive. But if they go past that, you might as well forget it. So,
what a year.
We'll see.
What a year. In the meantime, friends, what this year is teaching all of us is be ready for anything at any time. And creating that fallback, that nest egg, that sense of protection for yourself, for your family, begins by talking to Brandt, meeting his team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, so that you can become managerial with your money and not get caught off guard the next time life throws a curveball at us like this year. 387-0094 is the number to call to launch that discussion. And that's what it is. It's all about you and where you want to be in a year, 5, 10, thinking long term with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 387-0094. Brent, we'll talk tomorrow, man. Hope it's a good day.
Absolutely, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Brent.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here's one thing that could happen later today that you can kind of look forward to. And I'm saying this with all due caution because we know how elections are run in a lot of places. But this could be the day that Ilhan Omar loses her seat in Congress. I don't care if they put another Democrat in there. She is... marry your brother to get into the country. The list is a mile long. It's her district in Minneapolis that was burned and looted. I would hope that people that live there have enough brains not to put her back. Every time I see her, I see the face of someone. She's always, you got to tear this country down and redo it. She is a horrible human being.
She's hateful.
Horrible. Just horrible. And it's not just her politics. I mean, when you marry your own brother to get in to the United States. But, of course, in these politically correct times, has anybody had the balls to address that?
No.
So that's what this election really is all about, isn't it?
Show us balls!
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Taylor Road extremely busy. Atlanta Highway all the way over to East Chase. We've got a lot of congestion at the major intersections along the boulevard. Typical this time of the afternoon. A lot of outbound traffic still from downtown on Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85 moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Still pretty heavy on Highway 14 from Prattville over to Millbrook. And Cobbs Court still a little busy as well this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Trenton State Community College offering continuing ed classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River Region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No buffets. COVID-19's taken them away. Now what's left are stacks of empty trays. Oh, I will grieve for no buffets. Gluttony. I'm now twice the man I used to be. Enough prime rib to clog my arteries. Oh, no buffets came suddenly.
Shut up.
What's so exciting? I have a Facebook friend opening.
Well, whoopsie, break it down.
I apparently pissed somebody off, so there's an opening. First person to, if you want to call us at 272-9228, and let me know you've got a friend request pending. I'm trying to keep my group mostly with people that listen, and a few family people I love that aren't here. So there's that. What else? Oh, the Hodge Twins.
Yes.
For 2 hours and 20 minutes, I've been promising to play this. Because they're funny. And they don't care what the media thinks. They are their own thinkers. And they've got a great clip called AUC, You Crazy. So let's give them a listen.
Before we start this video, I need to make sure y'all...
You got to be kidding. Come on. Hold on 1 second. Let me... reboot.
That's a given. She has a college degree.
This is AOC.
Economics. From a prestigious university, Boston University.
Economics, right?
She has a degree in international relations, something international. Hold up. Man, how the hell did she even get out of high school? She should have flunked out of junior high. She has a degree in international relations and economics. So I was.
She's got a PhD. A PhD in stupidity.
I was willing to give this woman, man, a break, man. She's just very passionate, and she says things because she's overzealous, and she just want to, you know, help her constituents. But nah, man, this lady's a dumbass. All right, she just tweeted, this woman should be impeached. This woman belongs in a mental asylum, in a straitjacket,
in a concentration camp.
Well, what's the definition?
You need to lock this woman up in a damn loony bin and throw away the key. This woman is dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman could burn down America by herself.
All right, she tweeted this a couple days ago. People that follow her, man, think she's Socrates. Think she's not even Tyrone Biggum. All right, look here. People
people on crack, cocaine, and heroin speak more sense than this woman. This woman is... All right, she tweeted this. Let me do some talking. Go ahead, man. I'm just pissed off, man. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, we
are. Tired of these people, man, on the left, man. Make me lose all hope in life.
Yeah, another
thing. All right, here we go. She tweeted this. Billionaires need the working class. The working class does not need billionaires.
All right, we're going to pick it up from there. But remember what they said. Billionaires need the working class, but the working class does not need billionaires.
And they're rolling their eyes.
And they're, yeah.
Big eye roll.
Because that's about as ignorant as it gets. Where are we? Okay, we are at 5:36 tomorrow night. We will be at Bomb Hours on the Boulevard. We hope you come and join us. We're going to be delivering a lot of pies tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not sure how I'm going to do all that, but we'll make it work. And we'll have some here at the station if you happen to swing by. But thanks to everybody. I meant to ask Brandt, because we catered an event for him with Key Lime Pies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, this could be it. This could be the thing that, you know, turns me into a rich man.
There you go.
Do one show a day. I love doing both, believe me. They're just so different. This one, on a day like this, can be a challenge, just trying to manage it all. I mean, I wanted to play this for 2 hours. And, there we are. There's Portland, man. And they're firing mortars in Portland. That is an act of war. What else do you need to know? Send them in. Clean it up. Hey.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a slowdown in traffic on I-65 northbound. This is going to be right near the Northern Boulevard. We think a lot of it may be some congestion of folks merging, but it is definitely a slowdown if you're headed to Millbrook or Prattville. It's going to take you just a minute to get through there. A lot of outbound traffic still on Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road still busy. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents officially reported to us at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chait.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Hey, I just heard it was possible to get a customized auto quote from Liberty Mutual Insurance. 100% customized for what you need and not for what you don't. Have you ever asked, why should I pay for what I don't need? Like when I buy fancy mixed nuts, I don't want that big nut that takes up all the space. With Liberty Mutual, you can save money when you buy customized auto insurance. Pay only for what you need. This message was brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns not nearly as much. Storms fade out overnight tonight, low 76. I think the rain chances are a notch higher tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Still in the mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, but low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I love the Babylon Bee. It is the best satire site online or anywhere. Yet there's a lot of truth in what they do, because satire is all based on reality at some level. And it's a picture of Stacey Abrams accepting Joe Biden's invitation to be his running mate today, which was very good of her because she's busy being the governor of Georgia right now, you see, because she won that race and she's got a lot on her plate. Well, no, I can't say that in her case. She used to have a lot on her plate. Anyway, let's go back to the Hodge twins before I dig my hole even deeper here. And they're talking about AOC. Now, they're talking about a tweet AOC sent out that said, the billionaires need the working class, but the working class don't need the billionaires. Now, why is that hilarious?
Can you believe that? I can't believe she, like, wrote this down, and then she hit tweet. Man, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to get all kinds of likes and retweets on this. You know, the scary thing about it, she got 97,000 retweets. She got 456,000 favorites.
Literally half this country are morons.
Why would you retweet that? Why would you even favorite that? That's,
okay, let's analyze.
That's America. This is what we're up against. A bunch of morons.
Yeah. All right. I actually agree with the first sentence in your tweet. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to ever agree with you on anything, but
I agree with the point, billionaires need the working class, right?
Duh. I'm a billionaire. I need someone to produce my stuff.
I need somebody to work.
Yeah.
Need somebody to clock in.
I can't.
Somebody for customer service. I need somebody to sell my stuff.
Yeah.
I came up with this great idea. I'm trying to enrich people's lives. I need some help to do it.
Yeah.
They're so bad.
But where you lost me was the working class does not need the billionaires. What you said was very important that we should key on.
Yeah.
These billionaires are billionaires because they are enriching the lives of others. They came up with a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And people love it so much they gotta have it because it enriches their life.
It like makes their life better, AOC.
Yeah, like that iPhone. That Android phone you got, that medication you take every day to keep your blood pressure correct so your heart don't explode in your damn chest, that hot dog, that slice of pizza. Hey, AOC, man. Think before you tweet anything. If you take away billionaires, what do you got? Do we got?
You got Somalia.
You got Venezuela, man. You go across the globe, man, all you see is American-ran businesses, man. American businesses. You take away business, there's no jobs for the working class.
Billionaires create jobs. Like, what you did was about a year ago. Amazon wanted to come in your neck of the woods.
You
said, hell no, you billionaire. Get out of here. You're evil. And he took his 25,000 jobs.
Yeah, took somewhere else. Somebody else could use them jobs. Who needed was Queens, your district. They the one who needed those jobs.
Like,
this lady.
And AOC, nobody's forcing you to buy their products. Nobody's forcing them to go work for them.
Yeah.
They make people's lives more enjoyable. The PlayStation, the Xbox, the iPhone, and the Samsung.
The most important, they're giving people jobs. Without that job, what would they be doing?
Yeah. AOC, why don't you lead by example? Won't you throw away your iPhone, your designer suits?
And if it's so easy.
All your electronics.
Yeah, and if it's so easy, won't you create a job where you make $1 billion? You just give it to your constituents.
Yeah.
It's not. You have to have a great idea.
Yeah. And most businesses don't even succeed, AOC.
Yeah.
Y'all act like this. Anybody can become a billionaire. It takes millions, if not billions, to be successful to be a billionaire. Most of these people fail 6 or 7 times before they become successful.
Yeah, and the typical employee, they don't have the mindset, they don't have the drive.
Yeah, to be a billionaire or own their own business. They just want to earn a living.
They just want to go somewhere where they can clock in, somebody provide them a job to do, which is the typical American.
Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with that. But you're painting these billionaires like they're evil and they're taking advantage of people.
Yeah.
When you go to a job interview, they tell you what the job entails, what your responsibility is, and how much to pay.
Yeah.
If the job's so bad, I tell them no. I'm not taking this job. You pay me $8, can I at least get $10 an hour?
You can negotiate.
You can negotiate. And they say no. Say, well, I'm a valuable person. I'm going to go somewhere. Somebody else going to pay me them
$10.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if they're not willing to pay you what you want, are you really that damn valuable? Won't you enrich yourself so these people will pay you more money?
Of course, the irony here is that AOC was, now this is in New York, where everything is more expensive, even in the boroughs, away from Manhattan. And was her last, the income tax she filed when she ran for Congress, she made $29,000 as a bartender. How could she live? Bartenders at Baumhauer's. And they work their keisters off, but they're good. They know the gig. I'm going to guess they're doing a lot better than that. So how do you go from a $29,000 a year bartender to this guru who's going to lead us into the new Green Deal era of America while you're making $175,000 a year? That was a hell of a raise. Looks like, what about the billionaires that are funding your stupid campaign? It's a good thing the people in Queens are as dumb as they are, because nobody with a brain would send you to represent them. It's staggering that someone like you could even get a whiff. The only way you should be in Washington is if you're passing through on a train or flying over in a plane. Yet there she is, along with Ilhan Omar, who I hope and pray will lose her seat tonight. That fat pig, Rashida Tlaib, just got fined $10,000 for funneling money into her pocket. I think that's a crime, isn't it? She got a fine instead. And who's the other dim bulb that's part of that squad?
Ayanna Pressley.
Oh, yeah. What a group. But it says a lot more about their constituents than it does about them.
Maybe nobody told AOC, but she's surrounded by millionaires and billionaires in Congress.
Yeah, a few of whom have told her this. They know she is the death knell of their party if she gets too far. Yet in less than 2 years, she's got to have an ego the size of Montana to parade herself around the way she does. Like, I got all the answers here. I'll never forget that stupid, insipid video. Here I am on my bullet train going from Washington to New York while we're saving the environment. And there's people that are praising the tragedy of these lockdowns and the poverty and everything else they're creating because it's good for the environment. I watched a thing on Nat Geo the other night about it was some paleontologists, and they were discovering it. They were actually researching the 10 prophecies of the Bible relative to Egypt, trying to explain it and produce physical evidence that how they could have happened. The locusts, the frogs, the flies. And they were able to make the case that all of those things not only were possible, but actually happened. Even using tree rings to show that there was a limited period of growth around 1300 BC. And what happened that year, or around that year? A volcano, I think in the Mediterranean, big one, big explosion, changed the climate of the planet for several years and stunted growth, killed all vegetation. They were able to do it. And then the sulfur from the volcano landed in the water, which turned it red and poisonous, and it killed all the fish, which is part of that prophecy. People could not drink that water, and they developed boils and sores, all the stuff that was in there. So the climate can change. It's always evolving. Hold on. But it can change abruptly and last for years and do unbelievable damage. But you can't regulate a volcano, bitch. And that's all I have to say about it. It's 551 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Preserve your memories. If you've got camcorder videos of any format, get them to Dan Black Studios and get them saved. They'll make it so easy for you. Just take the box that's been sitting on the closet shelf for 10 years that's labeled VHS tapes. Take it to Dan Black Studios and have them move that to a more permanent format at half off. Dan Black Studios can also convert, if you still have, 8 or 60 millimeter film, slides, photographs. None of those things are forever. They literally start dying the moment you take the picture or shot that videotape. And at one point, it's beyond the point of no return. Save them now so you and the family can sit there and watch all those great memories preserved for you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036. Great people, full service media company. DanBlackStudios.net for more info. Let's grab this call.
I'm just like
Peggy.
Yes, hi. My name is Peggy. I just walked out of the Adams Drug located on Perry Hill Road, and the customer service I just received, I just had to call you. They were so awesome and helpful.
Oh, yeah, the Adams right up the street from us. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're great. Yes. They also have a wellness clinic there, and we love hearing, you know, the businesses that support this station. If there's a consistency, it's customer
service.
Well,
they have just made a repeat customer.
I am so glad to hear that, and I will tell my friend Jim Smith, if he isn't listening, about your great comments today here at 553. Peggy, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, and have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Peggy.
That makes my day right there. Thank you for taking the time to let us know. We really, really appreciate it. 553.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you this afternoon. If you're out and about on the boulevard, we've got light to moderate traffic now everywhere. Most congestion at Troy Highway and East South Boulevard at the moment. Things are clearing up all over the city. We still got a lot of cars out there, but the total volume of cars way down. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery now. 31 still a little bit busy outbound. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily. If you need a gift, we've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We got Vertical to-go hot sauce. We've got the crowded flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 and like us on Facebook.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value, unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison. Downtown.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went
dancing.
Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, the amazing Jesse Lynn, and